For our new listeners, we are recording the scriptural portions of our service to be made available to listen to later. You can go to csdirectory.com and click on the link to interactivechurch.com. Once there, look to the right side of the page and see the link to Wednesday Meeting Audio Archives. Welcome to Interactive Church Wednesday Day Testimony Meeting. The scripture selections is from the King James Bible and from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. The topic for the readings is Let Freedom Ring. Mark, have faith in God. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Revelation, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. But the fearful and unbelieving, and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, shall have their part in the lake. Ephesians, with all perseverance, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Matthew, and this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Exodus. Now there rose up a new king over Egypt, and he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Therefore they set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. God called, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Aaron, the Levite, thy brother, shall be thy spokesman. Take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people, and the people believed. Afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Since I came unto Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. I will multiply my signs and my wonders in the land, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth mine armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, Take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And they did so. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, he refuseth to let the people go. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Revelation, the second. Exodus, he hearkened not unto them. Tomorrow shall this sign be. He hearkened not unto them. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Revelation, the fourth, Exodus. The Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee. And the Lord did so, and the land was corrupted. And Moses called, and Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron. And Moses said, I will entreat the Lord tomorrow, but let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. Tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. He did not let the people go. Tomorrow shall this sign be. He hearkened not unto them. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Revelation, the seventh, Exodus. Stand before Pharaoh and say, Let my people go. Exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go? Behold, tomorrow, about this time, I will cause hail, and fire mingled with hail. And the hail smote throughout all the land. Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough, and I will let you go. But when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, How long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go. And Pharaoh's servants said unto him, How long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh. And he said, Who are they that shall go? And Moses said, And he said, Not so. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said unto Moses, Yet will I bring one plague more. Revelation, the 10th, Exodus. And Moses said, Thus saith the Lord, About midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and there shall be a great cry throughout all the land. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me and say, Get thee out, and all the people that follow thee. And after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh with a great anger. And he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. At midnight Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and there was a great cry. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as ye have said. Begone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We be all dead men. The heart of Pharaoh and of his servants were turned against the people, and they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he pursued after them. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. Isaiah, They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Exodus. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. The waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And in the morning, Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day. 1 John. We love God, and this is the love of God, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I shall now read correlative passages from Science and Health with key to the scriptures. The determination to hold spirit in the grasp of matter is the persecutor of truth and love. The belief that one man as spirit can control another man as matter upsets both the individuality and the science of man, for man is image. God controls man, and God is the only spirit. Any other control or attraction of so-called spirit is a mortal belief which ought to be known by its fruit, the repetition of evil. Mankind must learn that evil is not power. Its so-called despotism is but a phase of nothingness. Moses advanced the nation to the worship of God in spirit instead of matter and illustrated the grand human capacities of being bestowed by immortal mind. God had lessened Moses' fear by this proof in divine science, and the inward voice became to him the voice of God, which said, "It shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign." Love and truth make free, but evil and error lead into captivity. Let us disrobe error. The carnal mind is enmity against God. Error of any kind cannot hide from the law of God. The more material a belief, the more obstinately tenacious its error. The stronger are the manifestations of the corporeal senses, the weaker the indications of soul. Human willpower is not science. Human will belongs to the so-called material senses, and its use is to be condemned. Human willpower may infringe the rights of man. It produces evil continually and is not a factor in the realism of being. The struggle for the recovery of invalids goes on, not between material methods, but between mortal minds and immortal mind. Passions, depraved appetites, dishonesty, envy, hatred, revenge ripen into action only to pass from shame and woe to their final punishment. The sins of others should not make good men suffer. Truth is a revelation. Many years ago, the author made a spiritual discovery, the scientific evidence of which has accumulated to prove that the divine mind produces in man health, harmony, and immortality. Gradually, this evidence will gather momentum and clearness until it reaches its culmination of scientific statement and proof. Nothing is more disheartening than to believe that there is a power opposed to God or good, and that God endows this opposing power with strength to be used against himself, against life, health, harmony. Every law of matter, or the body, supposed to govern man, is rendered null and void by the law of God, by the law of life, God. Ignorant of our God-given rights, we submit to unjust decrees, and the bias of education enforces this slavery. Be no more willing to suffer the illusion that you are sick or that some disease is developing in the system than you are to yield to a sinful temptation on the ground that sin has its necessities. When infringing some supposed law, you say that there is danger. This fear is the danger and induces the physical effects. We cannot, in reality, suffer from breaking anything except a moral or spiritual law. God is the lawmaker, but he is not the author of barbarous codes. It is man's moral right to annul an unjust sentence, a sentence never inflicted by divine authority. You must understand your way out of human theories relating to health, or you will never believe that you are quite free from some ailment. The voice of God in behalf of the African slave was still echoing in our land when the voice of the herald of this new crusade sounded the keynote of universal freedom, asking a fuller acknowledgement of the rights of man as the son of God, demanding that the fetters of sin, sickness, and death be stricken from the human mind, and that its freedom be won not through human warfare, nor with bayonet and blood, but through Christ's divine science. God has built a higher platform of human rights, and he has built it on divinal claims. I saw before me the sick, wearing out years of servitude to an unreal master, in the belief that the body governed them rather than mind. I saw before me the awful conflict, the Red Sea, and the wilderness. But I pressed on through faith in God, trusting truth, the strong deliverer, to guide me into the land of Christian science, where fetters fall and the rights of man are fully known and acknowledged. I saw that the law of mortal belief included all error, and that even as oppressive laws are disputed and mortals are taught their right to freedom, so the claims of the enslaving senses must be denied and superseded. The law of the divine mind must end human bondage. The illusion of material sense, not divine law, has bound you, entangled your freed limbs, crippled your capacities, enfeebled your body, and defaced the tablet of your being. Now, cried the apostle, is the accepted time. To break this earthly spell, mortals must get the true idea and divine principle of all that really exists and governs the universe harmoniously. God made man free. Escape from the bondage of sickness, sin, and death. Jesus marked out the way. Citizens of the world, accept the glorious liberty of the children of God and be free. This is your divine right. This concludes our readings.